Hello and welcome to day 12 of the 30 days to pray for your body image. I'm Heather Creekmore. I'm glad you are still listening to this series. I am excited about what God is doing in the lives of the men and women listening to this series to break free from body image bondage. And today we're going to talk about an important part of that body image bondage, which is the opinions of other people. You may or may not have noticed that other people seem to have opinions about bodies. Maybe it's an opinion about your body, the way your body should be or look. Maybe it's just opinions about their bodies. And maybe you hear your man complain about his love handles or complain when he gets on the scale or off the scale. And you feel that for yourself, like, oh, if he's judging his body so harshly, he must be judging my body that harshly. Maybe you feel the scorn of women around you who have their own set of issues with body image, but you feel like they're looking at you like you're not enough. I don't know what it is today, but friend, today I want us to pray for freedom from the opinion of other people. It may sound cliche, but I want to remind you today, friend, that you have a responsibility to live for an audience of one. Yes, that's right. You only have to please Jesus. Okay, now if you're married, sure, there's different responsibilities that come with being married, and scripture instructs us that our bodies are our husbands and their bodies are our bodies. And that's a whole different line of things and maybe even a whole different bag of issues for you. And so we can go there some other time on the podcast. But for today, I'm going to talk more broadly about the opinions of others and living and behaving. Really, it's out of the fear of what other people will think, right? The Bible calls it fear of man. And there's lots of verses about the fear of man and what it's about and how that's not really how we should live. But today I've chosen Proverbs 29:25, and it goes like this. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. And that word safe stuck out to me because I'll be honest with you, friends. I thought if I had a certain look, a certain body type, a certain weight, then I would be safe from the scorn of others and to some extent the scorn of myself, right? Because we're kind of our own worst critics and we're trying to make ourselves happy just as much as we're trying to make other people happy. And I thought that's where safety was, that safety was in a certain weight, safety was in a certain look, safety was in a certain size. Oh, but that was a bad shelter, an insufficient shelter. It was not a safe place. The only safe place for us to hide is under the wings of the Lord. When we trust in Him, that is when we are safe, okay? So that's the last part of the verse, but now let's go back to the first part of the verse. The fear of man lays a snare. Oh, have you ever fallen into that snare when it comes to your body image? Maybe you're afraid of what your friend will say first time you've seen them since being locked down with COVID. Ooh, that's a snare. It's a trap. Maybe that trap is dictating what you eat today or how you exercise or how you think about your body. There's so many other snares that we fall into when we're trying to please others and win their approval, when we're living for the opinions of and the acceptance of others. It is a trap, and it is not how God wants us to live. Today, we're going to pray for freedom from that snare, from the snare of living for the opinions of others. Will you pray with me now? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we have complete acceptance and approval through your Son, Jesus Christ, and that we do not have to live afraid of what others think of us. We do not have to live influenced by what others say about us or say to us. God, I thank you that we have the freedom to live in confidence no matter what others' opinions of us may hold. God, I pray that you would help us to live lives that are holy and honoring and glorifying to you, and that we would live lives that are beyond reproach so that no one would have a negative word to hold up against us. But God, at the end of the day, I pray that you'll help us remember that living according to the fear of man, living trapped by the opinions of others, is a snare. It is a pathway that does not lead to the freedom you offer us when we live only by trusting in your ways. Thank you, Father, for this freedom, and help us in our body image journey to remember that living for your approval is so much more important than living for the approval of the people around us or even of ourselves. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that's all for today's episode. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Did you tell a friend about this yet? Yeah, today would be a good day to do that. Oh, and leave a review. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.